Greetings in the name of Jesus. This is Mose, and I'm here today to bring the daily inspirations to you. And I trust that God has given me a message for you. So this morning, before we go any further, I'd just like to give you my phone number, 717-656-9576. Just in case you'd like to get a hold of me, give me an encouragement or whatever it may be, or maybe even a correction. So God bless you as you feast on the Word of God. Well, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you this morning for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your truth. Thank you for your word, Lord. Your word is forever settled in heaven. And Lord, we are thankful that we have your word, and thankful that we can look into your word and as a mirror and see who we are. So, Father, this morning, thank you that you've given me the word to speak this morning, and pray that your will may be accomplished through this message. Lord, we commit it to you in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Amen. God has given me a message from Daniel 9:1. I was pondering what theme I should have this week, and I think it was Thursday or Friday morning. All of a sudden, you know, I was reading in Daniel, and just seemed like, yes, this is it. This is what you need to speak on, especially in this day and age where we see much falling away, where we see the church in ruins all over the nation. Not only do we see the church in ruins, but we see the government in ruins. And I don't know if this is a biblical phrase or if it's a if it's just an old cliche or what it is, but I know that from very young I heard the phrase, so the church, so the world, so the church, so our country. And isn't that true? I know that the Bible speaks about we being the salt of the earth. And I believe whether that phrase is a biblical phrase or not, it is consistent with the Bible, because if we are the salt of the earth, and if our light grows dim, isn't it just normal that the country and the rulers of the country, that they grow dim also. Their light is different, and they are different, pursuing different things. And so, when the people of God, well, I should say, when the settlers, early settlers in this country, they were living over in other countries, over in Europe and different countries over there, and especially our ancestors as Anabaptist people. Our ancestors came primarily from Switzerland and Germany. And, you know, several years ago, maybe about five or six, I had the privilege of setting foot in Germany, and I was just amazed. I was utterly amazed at the feeling that I had of going back into my mother country, the feeling that that gave me. It just gave me a feeling of I am home. I've come home. And I don't know why, but And it's nothing that I did. It was just a feeling that came over me. This is my country. This is where I came from. This is where our ancestors lived. And it was an amazing feeling as I stepped into that country and I realized that this is where my grandparents, great-great-great-great-great-grandparents came from. And as we consider our topic for this week, I'm not even sure that I have a title for the topic, but I'd like to read, the theme for the topic would be Daniel 9, starting in verse 3 through verse 19. I'm not sure what God is all going to bring forth here as we continue through this. But the thing that I would like for you to do, and you know, many of you, you know, I believe, come to this daily inspiration daily, and you feast on it, and you feast on the Word of God, and it inspires you. Well, I would like to maybe take it a step further, and I would like for you to open your Bible. If you don't have time right now, find time sometime today or tonight or tomorrow morning or whenever it might be, and look at Daniel 9, verses 3 through 19. And it's Daniel's prayer for the people. Daniel saw. If we could just get the setting here a little bit first, Daniel was a man of God, and Daniel was there says here in verse 8, he was in Shushan, which is the province of Elam. And I was by the river Eulea. And he lifted up, this is chapter 8, he lifted up his eyes and he saw. And Daniel was a man of vision. Daniel was a man of prayer. Daniel was a man that was committed to God. And, you know, that's one of the things that I want to encourage you with. You know, make a deep commitment to God. You know, you have no idea where God wants to take you. But if your heart and life is to seek the world and the pleasures of this world, God will be limited. But if you seek the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart and you purpose in your heart like Daniel did, when Daniel was faced with the in the fiery furnace there? Daniel purposed in his heart. Maybe it was earlier even. I'm not sure. I don't have that. I didn't study that this morning. But Daniel purposed in his heart to not be defiled. So where are you? Where is your heart? And have you purposed in your heart not to be defiled with this world? Or are you seeking after the things that the world seeks after, the pleasures of this world, movie houses, or even movies in your own home, and just entertainment that has no value? Now, I do know there are some valuable entertainments that we can entertain ourselves with, and that would be things that have beautiful lessons. But the entertainment world as a whole is not for the Christian. It draws our heart away from God. It fills our heart with things that, just like the devil himself. He likes to bring things into our life that displace God. Things that displace God. Well, anyway, let's start reading here. I'm not sure how far I'm going to read. Maybe I won't read very far. I don't know. But the whole theme for this week will be Daniel 9, 3 through 19. And I hope that we can get out of this portion of Scripture what God wants us to get out of it. And so, in the first, maybe I should start reading in verse 1, just to get the setting here. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the lineage of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. So here the setting is that Jerusalem was in ruins. Jerusalem was total ruins. And the children of Israel had fallen away from God to the extent that God had to bring in destruction. Had to bring in destruction and destroy Jerusalem. Destroy the temple. Why? Why did God? I mean, God, this was, the temple was something that God himself encouraged Solomon. And Solomon was a man of God, and he built the temple. He gave David the inspiration, Solomon's father. He gave him the inspiration to build the temple. And so the temple of God, here was the temple of God, Jerusalem, God's city, God's people. And God, because of the falling away, because they chose to go after the gods of the lands, the gods of other countries, they chose not to put their faith in the heavenly God, our Father, our King, our Lord. They chose to go away from him and serve other gods. And so that is the reason that Jerusalem here was in utter ruins. In utter ruins. Can we look at our land here today? Our churches. And, you know, we have church splits. We have all kinds of issues and problems in our churches today. Can we say that our churches are at the same place as Jerusalem was back in that day? So, let's take a lesson here from Daniel and find out what Daniel did. Then I set my face toward the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplication with fasting, sackcloth, and with ashes. This is Daniel 9, verse 3. And I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments, we have sinned. Now here Daniel, takes it upon himself and says, we have sinned. Daniel was a man of God. It was not Daniel that sinned. But he is taking the iniquity, he is taking the sins of the people upon himself here, and he says, and he includes himself with the people, and he says, we have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgments. Neither have we heeded your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings and our princes, to our fathers and all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us shame of face, as it is this day to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel. those near and those far off, in all the countries to which you have driven them because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you. Okay, have you come to a place where you see maybe your own people, maybe yourself? I don't know what your situation is, but it says here that Daniel, he's praying to God, and he says, because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you. And he is talking about people of God, the children of Israel. They were the people of God. Well, I need to close here. And so again, I would like to encourage you to look into Isaiah here and see what Isaiah did about this. Our Heavenly Father, we just commit this little lesson here this morning into your hand and pray that the people, as they listen to it, would prepare themselves and would pray and would maybe even fast and would seek the Lord, the face of God, and take upon themselves the sins of the people and pray in such a way, even as Daniel did here today, and that may make a difference, may make a difference in our land, in our churches. So, Father, we just commit it to you in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, this morning we pray. Amen. Okay, well, God bless you as you continue to seek the Lord and just trust that God's will may be done. And pray for me as I speak upon this very important subject this week.